We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's happening? Welcome back. So I just received a text from a good friend, and I'm not going to say his name. He's listening. I thank you for listening to the show. But he says, good guest. He is on point. Objective reasonableness is the standard. Was the officer reasonable in his actions and training? And I agree with all of that. As a matter of fact, I'm very aware of the Supreme Court ruling. That Supreme Court ruling happened in 1989, which basically says whatever the officer believes at the moment, based on information and based on a reasonable expectation of action, then the officer is justified, even if later the information that the officer received or if the assumption the officer had was wrong. As long as it was reasonable, the use of force is justifiable. That was a 1989 Supreme Court decision. That was a split decision, by the way, which means that other Supreme Court justices saw it another way, and those that were in the ruling class or the summary judgment saw it one way. So in other words, this could go either way based on the interpretation of reasonable standard and the law. So remember, when you're talking about use of force cases, you're talking about case law, not actually codified law. You're talking about case law. And inside of the case law, routinely, the judiciary has sided on the side of that 1989 Supreme Court ruling. Let's go out of that. The society was a different society in 1989. The society was a different world in 1969. Or 1949. My point is, what you're seeing taking place right now is an expression that we need a reimagining of what is reasonable, what is allowable, and what should actually happen. We know what case law says. And if we're basing what we're doing on case law, well, that's easy. That can be easily changed with new case law. That's an easier fix than legislation, actually. So what the community is collectively saying is simple. We think it's time for a new way to do policing. Okay, that's it. We're the people who created these rules of engagement. We as a community, we as a society created these rules of engagement, which means we have the ability to recreate them, to dismiss them, to adopt some and dismiss others. We do that. We decide that. There's no external force that's mandating us to do it the same way because we've always done it this way before. It simply doesn't exist. I have on the show Ashley Brooks, the sister of Rayshard Brooks, who has been very active in speaking up about the killing of her brother. Ashley, thank you for being on the show.
Hello.
Ashley, thank you for being on the show. How are you?
Yes, just taking it day by day.
Let me ask you about the day you heard what happened to your brother, Rayshard. What went through your mind and how were you given this information?
Actually, no one reached out. It was brought to me through social media. I was out on the scene. Just thinking the night that it happened, just thinking that, you know, it was a regular, you know, black man that had been shot in the hands of, you know, an officer that, you know, I didn't know about. So I already had been, you know, out protesting about, you know, George Floyd downtown in different, you know, spots because, you know, I knew that what was happening wasn't right. So by me being on the scene, thinking that this just was a regular black man that had been shot, you know, I was out asking questions and trying to see what happened. But I didn't find out that the person that had been shot was my brother until the next day.
Wow.
And I didn't find out through them reaching out or tracking down the family. It was brought to our attention through, you know, social media.
Ashley, we're so sorry for the loss that you have experienced, the loss that your family is experiencing. Can you tell us about Rayshard Brooks, your brother? What kind of person was he?
He was a good person. He was a family man. He was the type of person that would, if he had $2, it was okay, whether he knew you or not. You can have $150. He would, you know, find another way to go get him some money and to make sure that you were straight. He had moved, you know, out of town and came back to Atlanta after he, you know, got himself all the way together. He was taking care of his kids. He was working. He was, you know, staying out the way of all trouble. And I guess this night, it just was a situation going wrong. He only, you know, had just parted for his daughter's birthday, his fiance's birthday. And I'm sure he didn't know that, you know, this was going to happen to him. And like I said, I was out on the scene thinking that this just was a regular black man that had been, you know, shot by officers. And the next day I was woke up to know that, you know, this is my brother. So I'm not going to lie to you. I'm scarred forever.
Right. Right. Have you been able, because I know sometimes family members won't watch the video. Have you been able to watch that video?
I did one time, and it just disgusts me, like, to even watch it, to even know that the same chief that stepped in my face and answered the questions of me thinking that it was a regular black man that had been shot, the stuff that he said wasn't true and didn't add up to what I seen in the video. I literally witnessed him in the video. He stepped out to the crowd the night of it happening. He stepped out to the crowd and stated that because the whole crowd was just there and worried about in what state was the person that had been shot. And his words were, he's okay, he's checked on him, he's at the hospital, and he's going to be okay. Mm. But the words that was said on the body cam stated none of that. The words that he said on the body cam was that he asked the officer, was he okay? And the officer said yes. So he then asked the officer, did he call his family and let them know that he's okay? The officer stated no. And he said, what about Mr. Brooks? And he stated that he don't know. So he said, did you call to check on him to see in what state was he? He said, no, the only thing that I'm worried about is that you're okay. So it's like he stepped out to the crowd to tell us lies, to keep us calm and from asking him questions about the state of the person that was shot by the officer.
Ashley, at this point, we're talking about 11 p.m., 12 midnight, roughly.
It was like, he couldn't tell us this until like 1 o'clock.
Okay.
He told us this at 1 o'clock, but I found out that those wasn't the words that he said the next morning around 10 o'clock when the body cam and everyone, you know, posted their videos on social media. And I'm just going to say this. They tell us to stay off social media and don't listen to social media. But if it wasn't for social media, then we wouldn't really know the truth, because we would have listened to the words that he said. We would have listened to the story that the cop gave. So I would tell, the message that I would tell the world is that keep recording, keep watching, keep posting, keep stating, because if we as the people don't keep posting on social media and keep each other up on what's really going on, then we'll be drowned by the lies of the officers and of the world. So it's basically
Ashley,
like
I can't imagine.
We keep each other up on what's really going on.
Right. I can't imagine what you're going through. My prayers are with you. Our hearts are with you. And I just want you to know that you have an entire community who is supportive of your efforts. We believe in you. We trust your leadership. You are now part of the leadership that will transform this world, this country, into a much, much better place. You will help connect the community where it should be as it relates to law enforcement. And I know this isn't how you wanted it. God knows this isn't what you wanted. But sister, you are here.
Not at all.
And I want you to know you're not alone, okay?
Okay. And I appreciate everything.
I know
and
you've
I
been
out.
You've
Brother
been
Ali for making
absolutely.
Sure. Because he's been there every day with me. Every day.
Brother Ali is the best. That's a good brother.
I haven't. When I tell you, like, once I woke up and found this out, I'm not going to lie to you, I haven't had any sleep.
Yeah.
Because every time I try, all I can think about is him and his kids. He loved his little girl. He got three of them. And they're not even understanding. His baby girl, whose birthday it is, she's still waiting on her father to come home and take her to the skating rink. And that's all she keeps saying. Well, my daddy gonna come back and take me to the skating rink. So it's basically like they don't even understand. So not only did he lose his life, they have lost a father and a memory of a good person that they're still waiting on because they don't understand death. They're too young.
Yeah. Ashley, you keep fighting. You keep pushing. You keep talking. You keep speaking. And I want you to know you have an open opportunity here anytime, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate you calling today. Ashley Brooks, the sister of Rayshard Brooks, she has been out in the field, protesting, speaking, talking to concerned citizens. She has become a leader in this movement in a matter of hours, really. And so make sure your prayers are with her. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.